Sunday morning. This is May the 10th. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day for all the mothers that will be listening to this at some time. I'm going to, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is From Rags to Riches. You have heard this said, but now you will see it come to pass before your very eyes. The wicked have hoarded all the gold, all the resources that I have freely given to man, but now it will be stripped from them. They have laid it up. Well, they have laid it up for the righteous. They will go from riches to rags. Just like their plandemic that was meant to control you and only give you essentials, now the tables have turned. Observe, hear, and see from this time forward. The evil they meant for you will reverse and be for them. From the mansions to their luxury underground cities and stocked bunkers, they will receive a pot and a cot. As they desire to control and have you shelter in, now they will permanently be sheltered in. You will go from the prison to the palace, and they will go from the palace to the prison. It is about to begin. So be not discouraged at what they say over social media and on the news. Their destruction goes before their proud and boastful words. For they are declaring their own fate, and you will see it soon, and no longer will their voices be heard anymore or their presence known anymore. Just like the children of Israel, they saw their tormentors dead on the seashore. Haman has been hung on the gallows. The trap they set for you will actually be for them. From here on, any and every endeavor they use to try to harm my church and my innocent ones will become unhinged, just like Pharaoh's chariot wheels. This contract, this isn't in this word, but this just, Lord just added it. This contract tracing, where they want to go to every county, every individual house, and hunt you down like a dog and make sure you don't have the coronavirus, and if you do, take you out of your home. This is what they're going to do to them, hunting them down to get them to the place to be judged and sentenced. They will be hunted down. Not us. They will be hunted down. Mark this moment and begin to observe the downfall of the wicked. Every one of their wicked plots will backfire, and all they have had planned for you will happen to them. I will turn the evil that the devil tried to do to you for your good. They come against you one way, but will flee before you seven ways. A sevenfold punishment for all they have done to my precious ones. Fear not, take courage, don't be afraid of their great boasting, for they are so used to getting their way, and they never thought they would see this day. I am with you, and I will never leave you. I said I will be with you to the end of the age, and now it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, a thousand-year glorious reign on earth without the devil and his crowd to harass you. It will be like Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, enjoying this life after all his suffering. The rich man looked up out of hell and had to watch how Lazarus was enjoying his life. That will be their part of their torment. Not even a drop of water will be provided for their eternal suffering. They didn't mind all those many years watching humanity suffer. It is the end of the church age. I shut it down. Now listen to me about this, because we're hearing just the opposite. Outrage that they don't want them to go to church. Outrage, these different ones doing things. I shut it down. Even though it looks as though the wicked did, their hand was in it, but I used it to my advantage, much like the president is using the pandemic to rescue the little ones and get many good things done for the American people. I will no longer endorse the old ways, the old church ways. It is a new day, and I'm moving on. It needed to be shut down and purged. Judgment had to begin in the house of God first. Shutting down churches, quarantines, duck can't stop my church. For my true church has been working behind the scenes for a long time already. They are the ones like you that didn't fit into the traditional church mode. The church is established on me, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Many institutional churches will go back to business as usual, but I'm not in it. My true sheep, my true church, hear my voice and they follow me. Come out of her, my people, come out of the Babylonian system. Many want to return to normal. There will be a new normal in America and around the world. The end is not here. The beginning is. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.